Here's a question on Quora. What is a gentle yet effective way to punish your kids for their mistakes? So here's my answer to that one. Punishing kids for their mistakes is a mistake. As human beings, we will make mistakes. It is guaranteed from the moment we're little till we take our last breath. Making a mistake is part of being human. So we shouldn't be punished for making a mistake. So the best way is to teach your kids where the mistake was. So you walk the steps. Again, it will depend on their age, right? So you trace back their steps, what caused the mistakes, and then you teach a better way. And so for some, if it's homework, it's okay, let's trace back where you made the mistake. You walk back. Okay, let's do it this way. There is no point in punishing because it will be shaming. Kids won't want to show you when they make mistakes. It makes them nervous. And research has clearly shown that reward and punishment are very poor strategies to teach appropriate behavior. And you want to teach their kids that it's okay to make a mistake. We just will keep making new mistakes, and we want to learn from our mistakes so we don't keep making the same mistakes. But again, be patient. These are children. They are learning how to navigate in this life. They're learning so many, many things all at once. So they will make the same mistake over and over again till they get sick of it and will pay attention. You will teach them executive skills. So, for example, previewing, you know, before you do something, go from A to B, look what will get you to B, rehearse it in your mind, and then get to B. So it teaches them to plan ahead of time. So previewing, planning, impulse control. You want to teach executive skills to teach them how to correct their mistakes. Because punishment just teaches them they did something bad, but it doesn't teach a new skill. So avoid punishing a child for mistakes. And please be patient. They will make mistakes. And if they don't listen, wait till they're listening. You know, there's a time and a place to correct and teach. You know, timing's important. If they're tired, if they're exhausted, if it's been a long day, there's so many factors you need to take into consideration to maximize learning. Get to know your child. So I always tell parents, prevention is better than correction. So you'll get to know your child and the circumstances, and you'll know when's a good time to do something and when it's not, because mistakes are more likely. So then you're teaching your kids self-awareness. Okay, maybe it's not a good time to do this thing because you're too tired. We make a lot of mistakes when we're tired, and some mistakes are dangerous. We can get hurt, so we don't use a knife while we're watching TV. We want to use a knife when we're paying attention. If they're tired, same thing. So prevention is the key. You can also go to my blog. There's a slideshow on discipline and adapted to each age level. And you can look at Kim John Payne's book, Simplicity Parenting. And I think his other book is No Drama Discipline. But look him up. His books are really good. So hopefully this helps. If you have more questions, go to my website, drmadrigrano.com or ginamadrigrano.com, or contact me on social media. Take care.